Mark Dernberger up to bat with our Clear Channel band scan, and today, as promised, we're going to show you how one station used its 1A Clear Channel advantage to reach out to listeners across the country. In the midst of the TV quiz show scandals of the late 1950s and early 60s, WCCO Minneapolis created a program they called Honest to Goodness, in an obvious dig at the quiz show scandals. We've scoped one of those special one-hour shows, which began at 8:30, and we've cut it down to just 14 minutes to fit our column length today and to give you the idea of how it worked. What you won't know is that we've had to edit out a terrific amount of conversation between the hosts and the callers, so the calls may seem rather abrupt. And I've put little separators like this between the calls, so you understand we're moving on. As you listen, note the following. First, how many people were listening to the station during that broadcast? Second, if you listen carefully, you'll hear one of the announcers dialing a rotary phone. It's obviously sitting on the table, and the microphone is sitting on the table and picking up the vibration. Finally, WCCO pioneered telephone to air long before myself and others designed the new generation of talk show systems. Telephone to air in those days was crude, but pretty effective, as you'll see in this program. This broadcast of Honest to Goodness Clear Channel took place in the mid-1960s, and it's pretty entertaining. Let's turn back the clock and hear how one station really meant it when they said they were Clear Channel.
Do you know the answer to this question?
What's doing tonight in Young, Canada, Osawatomie, Kansas, and such towns as La Junta, Eagle River, and Memphis?
If you do know the answer to that question,
then you're in tune once again with Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness.
Easy as that, we start on our coast-to-coast Clear Channel program of Honest to Goodness, giving away money, getting acquainted with people, and learning about their parts of the country. It's Dick Chapman on that end of the table, and Bob DeHaven on this end of the table, and both of us on this end of the line. And you people are listening in, and we want to call as many of you as possible between now and 9:30. That gives us 55 minutes in which to cavort. Where will you first cavort, Dick?
Well, I've got what looks like a rural phone in Canada that I'm going to try and reach and see how it works out. Most of the phones that we dial anymore can be dialed direct, but not this one.
And then we're going to take another drop down the line here to Syracuse, Toledo, maybe to Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll show you how the radio works on 830, that clear channel of WCCO.
Now I think it's about to ring. Boy, I'll tell you, we had to go through a few operators to get this one.
Hello,
this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, is this Carl Nordmark?
Yeah, this is him.
Well, how are you, Carl?
Pretty good, pretty good. I listened to your program here, I guess it must have been a week or so ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And there you are in Young, Saskatchewan,
yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
Carl, we've got a question for you here, which I hope you can answer. If you can, you're going to get 830 pennies, $8.30. Minnesota and Wisconsin Indians in the old days made their canoes from pine bark, birch bark, or spruce bark.
Yeah.
Which did they make their canoes from?
Pine, birch, or spruce?
Well, I think they used pine.
No. Well, that's your first guess.
Yeah.
No, you got to try again.
Yeah, spruce, then.
No.
No, you get three guesses on this question.
Oh.
The other one was birch.
Oh, birch. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get that so clear in the start.
I didn't think you did.
Yeah, no. Well, that's right. I should have known that.
You've answered it correctly, Carl, so you're going to get the money, $8.30.
Yeah, well, that's pretty nice.
That'll come to you in the mail. And I want to tell you, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, we listened to WCCO a lot in the 30s, you know.
You mean in the 1930s?
Yeah, in the 1930s.
Well, we're still going in the 1960s.
Yeah, I know.
Ah, it's a snappy night. I bet we're getting a lot of distance. And Dick is using the phone here to get certain of our listeners who have expressed their desire to be on the program on the phone so you can hear them and us at the same time.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul.
How nice, sir.
Is this Mr. Moser?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Well, normally I'd be at work with the radio behind my back listening to you, but Little stomach difficulty, and I'm in bed, but I'm very happy to hear from you, sir.
Well, we didn't wake you up or disturb you by this call, I hope.
Indeed not, sir. Reaching over and eating a grape once in a while, I think that's good for the stomach, or so said Paul to Timothy.
Did you say you're eating a grape?
Yes, sir.
And Paul said that to Timothy in the good book, eh?
Yeah, a little wine for your stomach's sake.
Oh. You live alone, Leo?
No, sir. I have a very charming family, a wife and a daughter.
You sound like a native Tennessean, though. Is that where you were originally from?
No, sir. By the grace of the Lord, I'm a Mississippian.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. All right. Well, let's go to the question now, Leo Mosier.
Yes, sir.
Here's the question. Cheddar is a popular commodity in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Is it sold by the yard, by the dozen, or by the pound?
By the pound, sir.
Oh, you win.
Yes. That was easy enough for $8.30.
Anybody that loves cheddar would know that.
Well, certainly. You'll be the pride of Iuka, Mississippi, and Tishomingo County now.
I hope so, sir.
Gee, it's nice of you to talk to us.
You fellows are regular guests in my home, and we're happy to have you.
One below in the Twin Cities, and we're calling all over the country tonight. We've talked to a young gentleman about 300 miles north of Montana.
Hello.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, sir.
Who is this, please?
Harry Montevan.
Harry L. Montevan in Osawatomie, Kansas.
That is right.
Harry, it's good to find you at home there in Osawatomie. That's pretty close to my old country and not too far from Kansas City,
is it? Yeah, I heard you talking about the Meritazine and all those places.
Well, I got a fella here who hails from several places. He started out in Indiana, and then he worked in Wisconsin for a while, and he's been a Minnesotan here for the past 30-some years, I think.
He's our
quizmaster, Bob DeHaven.
Yeah, glad to meet you, Bob.
Hello, Harry.
Yes, sir, thank you.
What's your occupation in Osawatomie?
At the present time, I'm a rocking chair man.
Oh, you mean you've retired?
Oh, yes, almost 8 years ago.
Gosh, we just talked to a man who's retired, and he lives in Saskatchewan, Canada.
I heard you talking to him.
Oh, you've been listening to us tonight, huh?
Dallas comes in, and Louisville, and Denver, and you.
We're close together, aren't
we? Oh, yeah, they just go back and forth.
What kind of radio are you using?
I've got a 10 transistor, and I've also got a 15.
Well, those transistors.
I'm in that fringe area, I guess, with you, you know.
Well, Harry, let's go to the question now.
Okay, sir.
And if you answered correctly, you got $8.30. I guess you know that.
What will I do with it?
Well, you can add it to the money you used to retire.
Buy some more chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
What are you chewing these days, mail pouch or union leader?
Oh, no, Tinsley, a man's tobacco.
Tinsley.
Yes, sir.
And I think any brand is a man's tobacco if you're going to chew it.
That might be true.
Well, here's the question. Which of our Great Lakes is named after a Canadian province?
Oh, boy.
Well, you know which the Great Lakes are. Just run them through your mind until one... appears to be the
Lake
same
Ontario?
Name.
Ontario?
Yeah, that's it.
Ontario.
Maybe it would be, because
Say, thanks for talking to us, Harry.
You've been
a bright spot on tonight's program. You'll get the money in the mail, and Dick's going to check your West Brown Avenue address here. It's 2 minutes before 9 o'clock, and you're listening to the Joy Boys on their Clear Channel Honest to Goodness program. And it appears on this station with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830-WCCO.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes?
Is this Mrs. Walter Lundeen?
Yes.
How are you, Mrs. Lundeen?
Oh, pretty good.
I just want folks to know that we're talking to you in Eagle River, Ontario, Canada. And we want to chat with you a little bit. I want you to meet our quizmaster on Honest to Goodness, Bob DeHaven.
How do you do? You're talking to us on the phone and your voice is going out on the air.
Is that right?
Yeah, and friends of yours in Eagle River, when they see you tomorrow on the way to church, why, they'll tell you about this.
Say, I remember from my learning as a fisherman that Eagle River is famous for muskie.
That's right.
Did you ever catch one?
No, I never did. My husband did.
He did, huh?
Yes.
I'm curious. How big was it?
Well, you better talk to him, maybe.
All right.
Okay, here
Put
he
him
is.
On.
Hello?
Hello, Walter.
Uh-huh.
This is Dick Chapman and Bob DeHaven in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we were chatting with your wife there, and she told me that you are a muskie fisherman, or have been in the past. Is that right?
Yes, I used to be, yeah.
Well, so am I now, and I'm always wanting to talk to the muskie fishermen all over the world, and I want to know how big the muskie was you caught.
Well, the biggest one I got was 56 pounds.
How much?
56.
That sounds like a lie to me.
No.
Oh, that's a dandy. Did you put it on the wall, or what'd you do with it?
No. The American took it back to the States with him.
Oh, I see. Were you guiding?
Yeah.
You don't guide anymore, do you?
No, I haven't been guiding for 7 years now.
Boy, if you can find 56-pounders, you may have a customer, I'll tell you that. I'd be up there this summer. Say hello to Bob DeHaven, our quizmaster.
Walter, I've got a question for you and for Mrs. Lundeen.
Oh?
Which is kind of easy because it's about fish. And if you answer it correctly, you'll get $8.30 of American money in the mail. Which of these tasty Minnesota fish is cooked without scaling? Crappie, northern pike, bass, or brook trout?
Brook trout.
Well, all right. That was a pretty easy question for a man who is a Canadian guide. Well, you win. $8.30 is yours, and we'll have it in the mail, and it'll be in Eagle River, oh, Monday or Tuesday, Walter. Let's take another little trip, Dick. You want to go to the next one on the list?
All right, let's
That'll
do that.
Be Syracuse, New York. And Dick and Bob are having a little fun here. I wouldn't say little, quite a bit of fun, because we're getting such nice, friendly people on our calls on the Clear Channel evening.
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I've been listening to your program.
Oh, have you?
Boy, those are difficult questions.
Oh, well, maybe we can find an easy one for you. Say hello to Bob DeHaven.
How? Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm all right tonight. I'm on the radio earning a living, and Dick's doing the same here. We've got a question for you, but I'm not going to ask it yet because Dick is doing some telephoning here and is going to get another person who is listening to our program in some other part of the country.
Hello?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Oh, yes?
Is this Anna Geringer?
That's right.
How are things in La Junta, Colorado?
Oh, they're just fine.
We pulled a fancy here on another lady, Ms. Geringer. We've got a Mrs. Susan Hand on the phone with us.
Oh, I see.
She lives in Syracuse, New York. And
yes?
There you are in La Junta, Colorado. We've hooked you up cross-country, kind of like.
How do you do? How are you? Fine.
Well, there, that's the...
I've never been in Hunter, Colorado.
Well, it's right in the foothills of the Rockies.
Say, you girls are pretty good on the telephone here and on the radio.
Uh-huh.
Well, how interesting. Well, we've joined up you two ladies. We've joined up New York and Colorado. I'll ask you a question here, which is pretty easy, and you can ponder it between you, and either one of you can answer it. In Pioneer, Minnesota, a papoose grew up to be a Zulu, a Japanese, or an Indian?
An Indian.
Well, now that answer came from Susan.
You still both get $8.30 each.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh, it's dandy to talk to you two.
Maybe you'll be interested to hear this, that we get more of a kick out of listening to our radio than we do out of watching television, especially out-of-town stations. Like Minneapolis.
We are pleased to hear that, Mrs. Hand. Well, girls, let's say that this is the end of our party line conversation. We want to make some more calls. And your doubleheader contribution was a big one tonight.
Thank you for calling me.
Well, thanks a lot.
Good night.
Well, La Junta so far is as far west as we've been, I think. Except now we're going even further west. And north.
To B.C.?
That's right. It's quite a ways out there.
Victoria, British Columbia. That's on the far side of Puget Sound, I think.
Phone's ringing in Victoria, British Columbia.
On Cedar Hill Road.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul in Minneapolis.
Oh, yes, Clyde.
What?
Yes?
Who's this, please?
This is Mrs. Pope speaking.
Mrs. Lois Pope.
Yes.
In Victoria, British Columbia, Canada.
That's right.
Gosh, you must have a beautiful place to live.
This is a gorgeous area. It has a lot of water. Hmm. We're living on the island, of course.
What do you mean, on the island?
Victoria is on Vancouver Island.
Oh, is that right?
Right on the southern tip.
See,
and we're about 9 miles across the border, actually, between the United States and Canada.
Say, we have a question for you, Mrs. Pope. January is the peak harvest month in Minnesota for corn, apples, or ice?
Ice.
You said it. You said it. We have more ice than British Columbia, or at least Victoria, British Columbia. Well, you've won without the help of your husband, Mrs. Pope, $8.30 of American money.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Mrs. Pope, for talking to us. Dick will take you in the other line there and check your street address.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Another Clear Channel has gone into the Smithsonian Institute and into the records of the mores of the United States with Dick and Bob. And thanks a lot for listening. We'll give you plenty of notice when the next one comes along.
Here comes the second half of radio's most shining hour and a half. Jorgen Nash presents.
This is the station serving the nation all night from the music room at Hobbs House, Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO.
Clear Channel WCCO in the mid-1960s and their radio program, Honest to Goodness.